There's now official confirmation of how two hostages were killed in last month's Lindt Cafe siege in Sydney's Martin Place. An inquest has heard that the gunman, Man Monis, forced the manager, Tory Johnson, on the floor and shot him at close range. The other hostage, barrister Katrina Dawson, died as tactical police stormed the building. She was hit by fragments from a ricocheting police bullet or bullets. UK police experts with experience in managing sieges are helping the state coroner to review the New South Wales police force response. Brendan Trembath was at the inquest 4 p.m. and prepared this report.
The loud and startling end to a 17-hour siege in a Martin Place cafe. An inquest has heard new details about the moments before and after police stormed the building and shot dead the gunman, Man Monis. Counsel assisting the New South Wales coroner, Jeremy Gormley SC, says the turning point was Monis killing the cafe manager, Tory Johnson, about 2:14 in the morning.
Mr. Johnson was made by Mr. Monis to kneel on the floor of the cafe. After a short lapse of time, Mr. Monis simply shot him without further notice or warning in the back of the head. The end of the barrel was about 75 centimetres from Mr. Johnson's head at the moment of discharge. Mr. Johnson is believed to have died immediately.
Heavily armed tactical police were watching the building from positions around Martin Place. One of the marksmen witnessed Johnson's death and called it in.
That resulted in an immediate order to force entry. Entry of the cafe occurred within seconds.
The tactical police used special rounds to shatter the windows and glass doors and hurled explosive devices to stun or distract the gunman.
A total of 11 distractors were then thrown into the cafe. Distractors, or SF9s, often known as flashbangs, are items that make the noises of explosions like a gun and make sudden violent flashes of light.
Amidst the bangs and flashes, two members of the police entry team discharged their guns.
In this case, there were 22 shots fired by two police officers who discharged weapons at Mr. Monis, and there were two cartridges discharged by Mr. Monis at the police.
Monis had a shortened shotgun. Apart from the rounds discharged in the cafe, he had 21 other shotgun cartridges in his pockets, but he did not get to use them.
At least two bullet, police bullet or bullet fragments hit Mr. Monis in the head, and 11 other police bullets or fragments hit him in the body.
It seems Monis was killed instantly, but the police bullets flying in the Lindt Cafe also hit an unintended target, one of the hostages, Katrina Dawson.
Ms. Dawson was struck by 6 fragments of a police bullet or bullets, which ricocheted from hard surfaces into her body. I'll not detail the damage done to Ms. Dawson other than to say that one fragment struck a major blood vessel. She lost consciousness quickly and died shortly afterwards.
In his opening remarks, Mr. Gormley also revealed the police experts from outside New South Wales will help the coroner review how the siege was managed.
I'm aware that Your Honour has arranged an independent critical assessment of that response with UK police experts who have particular expertise in siege management.
The inquest will also consider such issues as was the gunman being monitored at all by state or Commonwealth agencies, and what terrorist associations, if any, did he have. Monis claimed in the cafe that his actions were an attack on Australia by Islamic State. Jeremy Gormley says it seems, though, that Monis had not established any contact with the group before the siege. There's no indication yet how long the inquest will last. One of the hostages, 82-year-old John O'Brien, made sure he at least attended the first day. He told reporters that he feels for Tory Johnson's family, also present today.
Very emotional again, but that's all I'd like to say for the moment.
John, will you be here for a lot of it? Do you want to be here to be across everything you said?
Well, I will see the rest of it, yes, I will see it through, yes, I will.
Sydney siege hostage John O'Brien, ending that report by Brendan Trembath.